Hopefully I'd like remember everything.
Oh, that's okay. All right, so first one ever. This
First one ever.
is
It's
how
exciting.
exciting. All right, so this is our first episode of the Strong Girl podcast, where we provide super simple tips and strategies for women of all ages and walks of life to take back control of their health and fitness and happiness so that they lead more fulfilled lives. I'm your host, Sarah Conlon from Strong Girls Club, and I would like to say a big welcome to our first guest, Liz Ramage from Rampage Health on Fitness. Hi, Liz.
Hey, how are we going?
Yeah, good.
How exciting is this? Just having a chat.
I know. That's the beauty of the world we live in. Like, we can just record stuff and people might watch it but or listen.
Yeah, they might. They might watch it. Hopefully they do.
Otherwise, it's cool to actually like have a proper conversation with you.
Chat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
we actually only met once.
I know,
haven't we?
Yeah,
at state.
Yeah, once at state. Yeah. But I think that because you're so active on social media and you've always been like commenting, or like I feel as though we connected really well.
Yeah,
the beauty of social media.
The beauty of social media and the times we live in.
Yeah. So, first of all, I just want to set the scene. So you are a powerlifter and you're competing in states. How long
yes,
have you been?
Yes, and heading towards nationals.
Yeah, yes. That's so, I want to be there one day.
One day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I didn't think it would be ever possible, really, when I started. What? 3 years ago now, I think I did my first comp.
That's not even that long.
No. And I mean, I've had, I think I've got seven comps under my belt in that 3 years, I think.
What prompted you to do a comp?
Well, it was while I was at TAFE and doing my Cert 3 and 4. One of my mates who talked me into going down to Dungeon, Marty. Yeah. He was like, yeah, come on, you've got to have a go. You've got to have a crack. And I eventually, did it and loved it. Absolutely loved the day. It was,
fun. What did you love about it?
I just, the whole atmosphere, I mean, it wasn't even a big comp. It was just a little backyard comp. And it was just, I don't know, you versus you.
Yeah,
but everybody, like supporting you to do your better. Like, I don't know. It's a weird sport because it's all about individuals, but it's such a team sport. Like, you rock up, and you don't even train with that person, but you're still wanting them to get a better lift for them. So. And that's what I love about it. Like, I just, you're just always cheering for everybody to get that next lift. Like,
I've never experienced anything
myself.
Like it. Yeah.
I surprised myself that I was actually pretty strong for a newbie.
Yeah.
So it was just a good feeling.
Your top lifts at the moment, they're pretty up there. Like, do you want to go over what your top squat, bench, and deadlift is?
Well, my top squat is 170, which is a CAPO national masters record.
And do you just want to explain what masters is?
Because I'm over 40, I am a master.
You're so old.
Well, category one, there's different levels in the masters. So I'm the baby of the masters, but it's mainly for, obviously, for record purposes, I think they really do it. So Masters 1 is, I think, up until I'm 44. So I've got a few years to, beat myself.
Yeah.
So that was the lift that I really didn't think I was going to get at the last comp. And that was probably my favourite lift of the day, to be perfectly honest.
It makes you feel so proud of yourself.
I didn't have anything to lose on that one because my previous lift before that was already a PB. So you just
send it.
Go in that and you go, well, I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So, and then my bench is currently sitting at 80. That's been a tough number to hit. And then I didn't even get that at my last comp. So I actually, we didn't even go for my third lift at the capo because it was just, what's the point? Yeah. I'd already got one on the board, so I was going to get a total. And then on my deadlifts, I got a 195, so I'm still chasing my 200.
You're so close because you did 200 at States but didn't.
Almost. I didn't get what I did Hitchin. That was last year. I didn't quite get it at the Invitational. I got done for Hitchin, I think. And then at the, I only got halfway up with my, at States.
So close.
With my 200. So I've got my 195 and that was another Masters record and then gave me a Masters total record as well. For capo, so I'm still chasing GPC records. Although I think I got a deadlift record for my 75s, but I'm not really a 75, so that doesn't actually mean much to me. That was a one-off, really. So still on that 200. I think I have to get just over 200 for GPC.
That's so exciting!
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Got 10 weeks. Across. 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you're also, you run your own business from home as well.
Yes.
So how long have you been doing that?
That is, 18 months, I think, I officially started doing out of my shed. I think it would be, hang on, where are we? Yeah, it was end of 2020.
Yeah. Because what I love seeing that people are now, like, fitness is so, like, varied these days. Like, it's not, you don't have to be in a gym, you know, necessarily. You can be outdoors. You can be working from a home studio. Yep. Like, I love that.
Yeah, and it's, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, obviously, at the moment, winter, it's a lot of indoor stuff, but once the weather's better, we get out, we run around on the grass, we do more power, sort of that HIIT style of training out on the grass, which I love. That's just, that makes me feel so good. But then you go, yeah, cool, now I've got to go do that squat session.
Yeah.
So another 2.5 hours. But no, the HIIT training, that's, it's fun.
Yeah, and what is, like, the real benefit that you see for your clients doing that form of training?
Well, I love the fact that because it's the power incorporated with cardio, you feel like you're actually achieving something with your exercise as well, and it's all those feel-good endorphins just rushing. That's probably my number one thing for that style of training. But it's strength, it's cardio, like, it's just all in one. You're over and done with so quickly that, you can go off with the rest of your day and you're like, cool, I've got this.
Yeah.
So I've always enjoyed that style of training and I will always incorporate that into my own training when I'm not on a program for a comp prep, basically.
Yeah.
Just because it's fun and you can build strength in little increments with that, so
and it's, I totally agree wins. With that.
It's definitely the small wins, like 1 week they'll use a 6 kilo slam ball, the next week it's an 8 kilo and you're like, well, you've improved.
I think as long as, like, and that progressive overload, like, as long as you can track it, like, in some form, whether it's a 2k run to a 3k run or going up in weights, then I think that's so, like, you can make yourself proud because you're like, I'm actually, like, getting somewhere.
And I find in group situations they're just naturally comparing themselves with the other girls. So they're pushing themselves without actually realizing that they're pushing themselves. So that's, I love that whole group thing of, well, so-and-so did it, so I'm going to do it because I can't be bothered getting the other weight.
I know. I get that all the time.
It's not even a, oh, well, I'll look like I'm weaker. It's just like, well, the other weights are all the way over there. I'll just use these ones.
It's so funny how much our mind can like limit us, because often it's like what you think and then you're just like, oh, I may as well try it. And then you do it and you're like, oh, shit, I could do that.
That wasn't actually that bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the same with, I've found with my strength training with like my PT clients, you say, oh, let's squat with a bar today. I'm like, oh. And then they put it on and it's like, well, it wasn't actually that hard, was it? So, yeah, they like to be scared of the unknown. It's all about the unknown, really.
So, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you've had a career change. Can you tell me about, like, what prompted? I love like, hearing about what prompts people to change.
It wasn't even that I had a career change. I didn't really have a career to start off with. I was just, you know, going through life working. Basically working job to job to earn money. I was in hospitality. That was my career, let's say. And I love the social side of hospitality, like whether it was cafe, bar work, whatever. My work is always involved with people because that's just me. So at what, 39, I decided that I needed to, find an actual career. And it actually only started that I was going to sort of do group fitness, you know, be a group instructor, leader sort of person, jump around, do some MetaFit and things like that. But I got to a point where I'm not that, as I like my small groups, but the big groups, I find I'm not that boot campy, really yell and scream. I'll go around singularly to all the girls and just sort of technique check and things like that. And because I'm not, there's no point. Most of my ladies are 40 plus, have some sort of injury. So there's no point in pushing them if they're going to hurt themselves. Let's just push for 10 reps. I don't care how long it takes you. Let's just go. So, yeah, that's where I really found my niche, really. I was like, well, you know what? I actually really enjoy just helping people get things happening, really. Yeah. So,
well, your logo is do what you can, is it? It's work with what you've got type.
Work with what you've got.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
Come up with that. It used to be get your power back, but I've since relaunching, I've changed it a little bit because, you know, shit happens and sometimes you don't have much to work with. So,
hey, COVID.
Equipment and things like that. So, yeah, I sort of changed it and I like it.
Yeah, I think it works really well with, like, especially a mum, like for mothers or like those, like, really busy, like, older women. Just do what you can with what you've got, like, and just slowly work on that, right?
Well, I've got one lady, she's 37. She's just had her second bub, so she's back training. And basically our sessions are her doing walking lunges with the pram or going for a jog with the pram, doing squats, pushing the pram out. Like, you've got to try and work around what the sort of situation is, really.
Yeah, I do I think that sometimes people procrastinate by being like, oh, I need the perfect fitness routine, or I need to go to the gym, so that means I can't train at all. Like, and it's just start moving. Like, even if it's 15 minutes of doing step ups every day in front of the TV.
Well, that's how I got through having a bub. My second bub didn't sleep very well. So I did all that crap, just going for a walk to a park. And if she fell asleep in the pram, I would literally do step ups and lunges. And I mean, I was doing squats and lunges in the middle of the night with her on my shoulder, trying to get her to go to sleep. So luckily that was our second child, not our first child. My first child was a beautiful baby.
So you may as well have another one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got our pitch and pair. So I was like, yep, cool, done.
Yeah.
We don't need to try again.
So that's actually a really good question that I have for you is, like how, like what top tips would you have for, you know, mums trying to prioritize their own health whilst looking after a family as well?
Well, I mean, I will always make sure my meals, like my family meals, are done. Like that is priority. There is always going to be food on the table. Washing, as long as the washing's done, you know, it can pile up and you can direct the kids to collect whatever their item of clothing is out of that clean basket. But involve yourself with the kids doing stuff, and you can vary that through their age groups. Like I've got now an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old. My 13-year-old is coming out and training with me in the gym. So part of my training is then passing over to him. Like he learnt to deadlift the other day. It was awesome. It was so awesome.
That is
like
so amazing.
And yeah, you just sit there and you just go, yep, cool. That's really like a moment where you almost tear up because you're like, oh my God, all that time. And they're actually taking it on board and wanting to learn from you. And you, there's so many years where you're like, oh my God, why won't you just listen to me? And then there's days when they're just so glued to you that you just love it. And you, yeah. I mean, you want to spend time with them. There will be days when I won't go to the gym or train, or I'll cut a training short because something will have to happen with the kids. Mm. So training isn't my top thing on my priority. I will make it work. If I have to drop a session, it'll be an accessories sort of. So some weeks I'll push it out and won't get that final session done, but I've played with my kids or I've mowed lawns. Like I'm on acreage. So there is always stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Whether it's, yeah, running around with the kids, the dog, whatever. Yeah. So yeah.
And that's just,
you've got to try and slot it into whatever you're doing, I feel.
I love that because even with new mums, I know it's like it seems to be really important for them to they focus on losing weight, where I'm just like, I know that that's a massive focus, but it shouldn't be. Like your new baby is the focus. Like you only get a limited amount of time with them. So you can
that
still.
Is such a special time. That is such a special time. And it is this much of this much.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, you've got to take those moments.
Yeah.
Like,
so incorporating, yeah, the kids into your exercise. Yeah.
Whether it's just going for a walk with the kids in a pram or doing squats and lunges because they're not sleeping. You know, just, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I had some horror nights where I reckon I'd do a full session and a half of squats and lunges.
Is that why you've got such great legs?
Maybe.
Jess Day always talks about how great your legs are. So.
God. She does actually. Every single time I post something, she's like, stop putting your quads up. I'm like, there are better ones that I know of. But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's finish with if you could tell a lady wanting to get into her fitness, like just one thing, one or two things about getting into fitness, what do you think are the most important things, either like being consistent with their fitness or just like why they should start?
Well, I'm all about creating a healthy habit. So a lot of my ladies at the moment are really, they've hit plateaus and a couple of them have come back from COVID. And it's like, well, yeah, so what if you didn't train like 5 days last week? This week, I want you to make it 3 days and just build from there back up. So you've got to create that consistent habit. And then they're like, but what about my diet? It's like, well, just get one thing right. Create that habit, then build on it. You can't change everything at once. Like that's probably my biggest thing with lots of people. They go all in and they're like, oh, I'm going to cut out sugar. I'm going to cut out this, going to cut out that, I'm going to exercise 5 times a week. I'm going to do this. And you're like, whoa, just cut out sugar. Just do that and drink more water and exercise 3 times this week. just make that a habit for even a month.
And you'll lose 5 kilos easy.
Yeah. I'm definitely about creating that healthy habit that's a consistent healthy habit, because then it'll turn into a routine.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then you feel happy about life.
I know, because rather than doing everything. You're
actually feeling like you've achieved something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't end. And I always say, look, if it's 20 minutes, it's 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes that you've done that you didn't do if you were sitting on the couch. So, yeah.
I love that.
20 minutes is still 20 minutes of exercise. Mm. You can build on that.
Yeah.
So that would be my biggest tip. Don't do the everything all at once.
I often find that the all at once is like that mindset of like it's either all or nothing. So I'll just burn myself out and then I've got nothing. Like mindset shift to just be like, just, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Like one bite at a time type thing. It's just.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, diet, those that are trying to increase their good diet, I always say just do the 5 and 2. Eat a really healthy portion Monday to Friday when you're at work. On the weekends, be a little bit more lenient. It'll come with time. And, yeah, most of them, that's a really good, because that's what I do. Even when I'm in comp prep, I will still have those days where I don't track, I don't do anything, I don't go out of control. But, it's all about little bits.
I love that it's 5 and 2. Mine's 80%, like 80-20 is 80% like whole foods, 20% soul foods. So it's like, because I do exactly the same. Mine's literally Monday to Friday, I'm good. And then burgers and Halo on the weekends.
Yeah. And you get, once you're in that habit, a big binge isn't actually a massive binge. Once you actually look at it, I'll have like 2 pieces of pizza and I'll be like, oh, that was just so bad. But man, that made me feel happy. And really, it hit on my macros because, you get to a point where you can't feel guilty all the time.
No. And like, you've got to enjoy bits of life. Stop making yourself feel so guilty about it, about things like moderation.
Yeah, definitely. Moderation. I'm all about that balanced diet as opposed to, let's go keto this week and let's go paleo this month. And
I know, it's terrible. It doesn't work. Not long term. Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And you food, need, my you life revolves around
recovery.
Food.
Yeah. My life is.
Why do people so scared of carbs?
Because eat more carbs and then you train harder and you get better results and then you enjoy life more. Yeah.
Can't be scared of carbs.
Yeah. So good.
And there's so many different types of carbs, but, you know, So carbs are good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, more veggies in. That's what I struggle with, I think. It's like just trying to get more veg in.
I'm a baby spinach fan. I will eat baby
everything.
Spinach.
In everything.
In everything. Yeah. Like, well, I've got baby spinach.
Yeah.
Baby spinach and grape tomatoes. That's my go-to.
Yeah, that's tasty. Mine's frozen vegetables because then I'm like, it's $2 a packet and you chuck it in with everything, your spag bowl, like all the food.
Yeah. I do a blitz up in my thermi for my spag bowl.
Yum.
I will raid my fridge and go, okay, last day before shopping, let's do a veggie mix. And the kids know I'm hiding veggies in there, but they're like, no, it's okay, Mum. Or I put in muffins.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Zucchini's so good. Yeah,
zucchini, carrot and orange and apple is my normal.
Moist as well. Moist.
Yes.
All right. That's all we've got time for today. But thank you for being our first person ever on the podcast.
Problem chatting. Thank you for having me.
It was just a chat.
It was just a chat.
I was a little bit nervous.
No, I see who you get next.
I know. I've definitely lining up Jess. She's going to be in a few episodes as well. So.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, you're sponsoring her. So.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that was literally part of the sponsorship. Yeah. So she has to come
you
on
have
this.
To talk on this.
Yeah, yeah. all right, Liz, thank you so much. And if anyone has made it to the end of this, please follow Liz at your handle. Liz is Rampage
on Rampage on Health.
Yes, amazing. Yes. Thank you so much. All right.
Beautiful.